Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Yom Kippur, Mafta Yoyne, we read that the Goyim of Nineveh were able to face a test that seemingly Am Yisrael would have a very hard time to face. The Goyim of Nineveh built buildings on beams which were stolen, and in order to do tshuva, they had to demolish entire buildings that stood on such beams in order to return the beams. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, Takonas Morish, Chazal made a Takona, that for Yidden, you don't need to fulfill the Heshavis Akzele by tearing down an entire building. Rather, you return the value and not the actual object itself, because it would be very hard to do tshuva in such a way. The greatest wonder of wonders is that the two great world religions, Christianity and Islam, built their religion on the truth of the Tanakh. They believe in the truth of all the stories of the Tanakh. And after that, they come with foolishness that Hashem changed his mind. For example, Christianity says that Hashem changed his mind for thousands of years. He thought he should do mitzvahs. And then he recognized that people can't really do the mitzvahs. Because obviously, if you're commanded to do mitzvahs and you don't do them, that's sinful, that's avera. And consequently, there's punishment also. But if there aren't any mitzvahs, they nullify the mitzvahs. And the great foolishness to go and say that Hashem, who says so many times in the Torah, Beini Ubein Bnei Yisrael, Oisi Lo'olam, many times in Tanakh, that the bris with Am Yisrael is eternal, and the mitzvahs are eternal, and then to go say that it changed. And it's a simple svara, it's just logical that if Hashem initiated and gave the Torah at Sinai with millions of people there, then the retraction, of course, couldn't be in a whisper to some private person. It would also have to be in public. And because of this, the Sefer HaIkrim says that the greatest foolishness in the world are these world religions. And on the what basis do they base the fact that it changed? And therefore the wonder is that they wanted to start a new religion. Common sense says, start a fresh new religion. Why do you build your religion on our foundations? Because if the foundation has fallen, the building falls. Nofel ha-yisoy, nofel ha-binyan. The stolen beam must be returned. It can't work like that. And the Goyim know that since our truth is their foundation, it's simply false. So why didn't they build their falsehood on a fresh start? Why did they build their falsehood on our truth? So let's understand like this. Most non-Jews weren't atheists. They held that Hashem created the world. But some of them had a hard time believing in Hashgacha Pratis, that Hashem is involved. As Ramban says in the end of Parashas Bo, they held Ozav Hashem es Ha'oretz. But really, the hardest thing for them to believe was the idea and the reality of prophecy. That Hashem from Shemayim communicates with humanity. Although everyone could see the idea of prophecy somewhat, a person goes to sleep, has a terrifying dream, and he wakes up 15 minutes later and he could write a book of hundreds of pages about everything he experienced in that dream. He was in places he never saw. And the entire story happened, the wonder of the story, and not something he thought about during the day, a complete fresh new tale. And the Gemara says that a dream is 1/60th of prophecy. They live stream to him from Shemayim, something into his head. And there are many levels of prophecy, up to the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, where Hashem spoke to him, ponim, beponim, pel, pe, adam, beboy. That concept of nevuah, people have a very hard time to grasp. It's a very bizarre concept that the Almighty Hashem communicates with mankind. And because of that, the Rashba in Shuvas, Chelik Dalet, Simri Reish Lamed Dalet, and the Sefer Ikrim elaborate at length that although the Nisim in Mitzrayim, the Ten Makis and Kriyas Yamsuf were foretold before, seemingly through Nevuah, obviously through Nevuah, as far as we're Maimon, but it only established the Inyan of Nevuah somewhat, but there was still a Mokim for doubt. Perhaps Hashem loves Tzadikim, and since Tzadikim are Mevatel their nature for Hashem, Hashem will be Mevatel nature for the Tzadikim, and if the Tzadik so demanded or requested, Hashem will cause Nisim to happen, even if a Tzadik will say that a certain Makkah will come, or Kriyas Yamsif will occur, Hashem will let the Tzadik have his way. So that will show Hashkocha Protis, but not enough to show clearly enough for a nation to accept, to live by a Torah divinely told with Nevuah. For that, Hashem had to make a miracle by Matan Torah that the entire nation experienced the highest level of prophecy, every single one. And everyone experienced the Rebbeinu Shel Olam speaking to them, and then they begged Hashem, we can't tolerate the intensity of your speaking to us, we're going to die. Let Moshe Rabbeinu speak. You speak to Moshe Rabbeinu and he'll give over the rest of the Torah to us. And they heard Hashem saying, you will go back to your tents and Moshe will stay here and he'll convey to you the rest of the Torah. And that is really what established the truth of Nevuah to the entirety of the nation. The Rambam, in the end of the Sefer, asks, why indeed did Hashem allow these religions of Christianity and Islam? The Rambam says that it was Lefanois Derech Lemelech HaMoshiach, since these nations make known the oneness of Hashem, basically the oneness of Hashem, with certain deviations. So the idea of Hoy Hashem Lemelech Al Kol Ha'aretz, when Mashiach comes, will be a lot easier to spread, to be processed. But really, we could say, Binu Shnois Doi V'Doi, it's a lot deeper than that. Because Am Yisrael needed to go into exile. And imagine if there wouldn't be these world religions and the truth of Judaism comes to Europe and to Asia, and the nations are faced with this truth. Truth is very compelling. And it would cause them all to be Megayer. Because it's very hard to stand up against the truth. And first of all, that would negate the Gullus, because instead of us being in exile, we'll be the ones that taught them the truth, and they will be Gayim under us, so that wouldn't be Gullus. And also, it would create a problem of Kalshim Gayim Li Yisrael Kisapachas, a problem worse than the Erev Rav, billions of Gayim. And therefore, there had to be these imitations that made life easier, and imitations that had a mission to missionize the world by the power of the sword and power of missionizing and power of threatening not to have eternity. And therefore, the nations will accept the easier program, hate us for killing Yashke, so to speak, and have a very terrible gullus in the wake of these new world religions. And since there's an easier program to accept, they won't accept our old program. And the greatest wonder is that although Christianity and Islam, Christianity especially, negated keeping the mitzvahs and nullified the need for commandments, but arayis they did keep, very stringently so. And the pella is why that is one of the hardest and greatest urges, and that they do keep. And the answer seems to be that Rebbeinu Shel Olam knew, for us to endure gullus, being amongst immoral societies would be very hard to contain our purity. But says Rabbi Yonis Naibishitz in the Aris Devash, that before Mashiach comes, there's going to become a new liberal reality, and it's going to be Bitl HaMalchuyos. And he says, it's Yodua, that when there's no malchiyos, there's no element of fear, then arayis is nisrabe b'rechoivos ir, becomes promiscuous and immoral. And he says why? Because Hashem needs to bring back the situation of the times of the Shoftim. Bayomi Mohei made Melech b'Yisroel, Ish HaYosha b'Ein of Yaseh. And therefore, Hashem must mimic and bring back such a time so that you should be able to do tshuva. Those neshamas that I'm a gugul from the Zman HaShoftim should be able to do tshuva in the same situation. And although for the duration of Galus, they were religious, most of the Umi Soilam became irreligious and immoral and sneezed and everything fell away. And now is the Nesayin of the Doir Achroin, the Nesayin of Kedusha to be Misakin of the Zman HaShoftim. And the Eibishter should help, we should quickly be Misakin this and be Zoiche to the Gulas Oilam B'mheira B'yomein.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.